Okay, we are now 13 lines from the bottom on Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. We're going to discuss the value of learning and reviewing Torah. The Gemara says, "My Valeli Trufa." What does it mean when the Pasuk says that in the future there'll be a stream coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and its leaves will be as a terufa, as seemingly a medicine? So, Yitzchak Bar Dimi Vavchista. There's a debate as to whether will it have the power to make the mute speak or to make the woman who is infertile to be able to have children. So they have this debate between Chizkia and Bar Kapara. Again, is it to make the mute speak or to make those who are infertile capable of having children? Rabbi Yochanan says, Litrufa mamish. He thinks it means real medicinal value. Miley Trufa of Shmuel Bar Nachmina Bar the Torah Parim Shel Balei HaPeh. He explains that Trufa is Toar Panim, or Toar, the countenance of the Balei Peh, of the Tamid Chachamim, that in the future Hashem will make the Tamid Chachamim shine bright, that the glow will come from them. Why Shmuel Bar Nachmanin not explain the Gemara like the simple understanding? The trufa means some kind of medical treatment. The Ein Eliyahu explains because in Olam Haba, nobody's going to be sick. So already the mute will be able to speak. Already the women will be able to have children. So the Aleilu trufa must refer to something else, and it will be that the Tzadikim will shine. The Maral Nesivas Olam Paragimel explains, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara said, "Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon Chol Mashkir Pana Odibre Torah Ba'olam Azeh Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Ziva Ba'olam Ba." Anyone who darkens his face, makes himself suffer, Shem will make his face shine bright in Olam Haba. Mareo Kalavadon Bachur Karazim quotes a pasuk: his appearance will be like the Livanon, be young like the cedar tree. In other words, in the as the Maral explains, that if we suffer physically, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will connect us more spiritually. And by doing that, we're going to have, by limiting our physicality in this world, we're going to increase our spirituality in the future. And then we're going to shine bright. Our ziv, our panav, our facial, our countenance will shine. And this and he says that this is connected to what the Gemara says, that in Olam Haba, that the tzaddikim will be sitting, vitrosem beroshem, and their crowns will be in their heads, v'nani miziv shechina, they're going to get benefit from the glow, the shine of the shechina. So the same idea, will be shining, tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Amar v'tanchum brav chanila, kol mar v'atzmal divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, kodesh baruch hu maspil olam haba. Anyone who starves himself because of divrei Torah in this world, Hashem will satiate him in Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk said, "Yirviyu mideshem beisechem nachal nechal tashkem." Those who make themselves starve because of limud Torah, so they're going to have plenty in Olam Haba. The Gemara continues, "Ki aser Rav Dimi la'amar." When Rav Dimi came from Eretz to Bavel, he said, Hashem's going to give to every tzaddik a handful of Hashem's goodness. It says, "Blessed Hashem on the day that He will be Yamas on a Omes, He will give us a handful." Can you say that? Which indicates that the heavens, the size of the heaven is the distance between the finger, the pinky, and the thumb, opposite God. So there's no place in the world for this goodness, this Moloch Hafnam. It's too much. How can God fit? How can God's Moloch Hafnam? How can it fit in this world? Amalei my time lo shachichta bagata. So Rav Dimi said, why did you forget your agadata? Because they said in the West, in the name of Rava, Bar Mary, Hashem's going to give every tzaddik, every righteous person in the world, 310 worlds, Shenamar lahanchil ove yesh voltrosem amale, to give those who love me yesh. Yesh in gematria 310, and their storehouses I will fill. Yesh be gematria tlas me'avas sarahave. So the Shem's going to give us 310 worlds, so we will be able to receive. The note of Yehuda in one of his in the tshuva Madur Tinyana and Yerodea Simon Kuf Samach Aleph, he asked the question, why how did Abai not know the end of Mishnah, the last Mishnah on the Uksin that says that Hashem will be manchil to every tzaddik 310 worlds? So what's this? He didn't know about this. He had to hear about this statement from Rava Bar Meri. So the note of Yehuda explains that Abai knew the Mishnah in Uksin. He thought that even the tzaddik, he says the following. It says in Mishnah Uksin that Hashem is going to be lahanchil, to give it as a nachla, so as an inheritance, meaning that even if the tzaddik himself could not receive all the goodness, at least his kids or other people could acquire it for him. But this statement says that the tzaddik himself will be able to hold all of the benefits and the rewards from Hashem. So how can that be? How can he hold it? And therefore, the statement of Rava, Hashem will give the tzaddik, not necessarily give it as inheritance, maybe to give to the kids, but it's a lashon of nesina. The Ben Yoyada says that the lahanchil implies that we're going to have small worlds, and this nesina is that we're going to have large worlds. Or perhaps lahanchil means he'll give us part of the tzaddik, a part of the world, and nesina is giving him full worlds. The Rambam points out that it's true that the word yesh in Gematria is 310, but the Rambam also explains, this is in the Mishnah Uksin, that the idea of yesh is reality. That in the future, men, the tzaddikim, will constantly have yesh. They're going to constantly have existence. They're going to constant, the goodness and the benefit will be in constant existence. It will constantly be yesh. Okay, it's a nice idea. The Rambam is about 310, but the tzaddikim will always have yesh. Now, question: what's the 310? Why are 310 worlds? So, the different explanations given. The Magen Avos says the 310 are the 310 work days of the year. That he's saying all work days will be like Shabbos. Question: is, if you calculate it, well, because obviously there are Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there are also weekdays. So, all the weekdays, all the work days is 310. So, they're all going to be like a Shabbos. So, questions that work out mathematically, but that's what he wants to say. Taurus Chaim wants to say the 310 worlds is the 613 mitzvahs and the Shem mitzvah Noach, that's 620, and so there really should be 620 worlds if you think about the mitzvahs and Shem mitzvah Noach. But man was created with two faces, a male and a female, and so therefore they were split, and therefore for each person can guard. And it's for all of mankind, the male and the female version, 620 for each one, that's 310. The Iyun Yaakov explains that maybe there's 618 mitzvot, 630 mitzvot to Raisa, 5 mitzvot to Rabbanon, Chanukah, Megillah, and Tisha B'Av, and Ervin and Yadayim. And the Rambam writes that every tzaddik needs to have most zechuyos. So that's 309. And to be machria, to bring it to the zechus, you need to have one more. So that's 310. And there are other reasons that are given. The Tiferes Yisrael says it's yes, Tari mitzvos, and he counts 7 rabbinic mitzvos. And Hashem helps us to observe mitzvos. So therefore, a person, since Hashem helps us, we should. If Hashem wouldn't help us, we get 620 worlds. But since Hashem helps us, we'll get half. We'll get 310. So the Gemara then says, okay. Gemara now continues. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rav Meir says, "B'midah shel modin, modin modin lo." In the measure that a person gives to other people, Hashem gives to him, mina shemayim, from heaven. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, "B'sasa b'shalcha trivana." That when the Egyptians sent out the Bnei Yisrael, they were punished mida keneged mida. So if the Egyptians were punished mida keneged mida, certainly we're going to be rewarded mida keneged mida. Amar Rav Shuva, Shuva says, "Chiyav shel amar kein." How can you say that we're going to get mida keneged mida? Adam nosi malo amso. A person like ani belam zem. A person gives a handful to a poor person in this world. Kach baruch nosi malo amso. Lo Hashem's going to give him a handful of from God, as it were, in the next world. Vaksiv shemayim bazeres tikein. The heaven is that's so much. God's handful is so big. How can a man hold it? V'yata, Ramey responds back, Yata, American. Why can't you say this is possible? Ezon hi mida meruba. What's a greater measure? Mida to meruba, mida paratus. Is a good mida better or a bad mida better? Have your mida tova, meruba, mida paratus. A good mida is better than a bad mida. What's my proof? B'mida tova, when it comes to a good measure, like when the mon fell down, see the pasuk says, in Tehillim, Ve'etzav shechakim imal v'dalsi shemayim pasaf, yam ter aleh mon lechol. Hashem commanded the heavens from open, and the doors of heaven opened up, and food, mon fell from the sky. But midas pranos, when Hashem's punishing us, hu omer v'arub shemayim yishtachu, just the two windows. So that's much smaller than the doors. So we see that Hashem gives us, pays back in Puranus, in punishment, Mida Kenegan Mida, certainly when it comes to Mida Tova. And then he said, I'll bring you a proof. Mida's Puranus, see, when it comes to a punishment, it's written, says that the people who sin, their carcasses, they will not die, and the fire will not be extinguished. The Gehenna, fire of Gehenna, will still continue going, and they're still going to be burnt, and they're going to suffer, and they're going to be fully humiliated and shamed, but they're going to continue to suffer. If I put my finger in the fire in this world, I'm going to be burnt. But nevertheless, the Pasuk says the fire for the wicked will not extinguish forever. Shem will give the wicked people the strength to suffer. So therefore, Hashem Shinosi and Kodesh Baruch Hu Koch Bar Shem Kalav Pronos, just like Hashem gives the strength, power among the wicked to accept their punishments, so too, Kach Notzi Kodesh Baruch Hu Koch Bar Tzadikim Kalav Tovasim. So Hashem gives strength to the righteous to receive their goodness. The Mithra Maleo explains that Amida Tova is better than Amida Ra. Why? Because Amida Tova grass connects with the Emes. That's real. If you do something good, you're connecting with something real. So it's more long-lasting. If someone does something that's false, if they commit a sin, they're not connected to anything of substance, and therefore it doesn't last. So Halacha Lamaisa, this notion of when the Gemara seems to be an agadic statement, that Amida Tova is better than Amida Ra. But there actually are some halachic ramifications to this. So one is, for example, let's say v'chatzi shir. We know that chatzi shir also from the Torah, that chatzi shir is also from the Torah. That even though, let's say, you have to eat a shir kazayas, of non-kosher food to get malchus. But what if you eat only a portion of that? It's still forbidden. So if a portion of the shir is still forbidden from the Torah, so to a chatzi shir of a mitzvah, there's probably something to that as well. And so what does this mean? Let's say, for example, you only have a chatzi shir of matzah. You don't have a whole kazayas of matzah. You have a half a shir of matzah. Is there value to that? The answer is, then there's value to that. There's some element of fulfillment. Because since if there's chatzi shir of isser, there's also chatzi shir of a mitzvah. Another ramification is, let's say you're getting close to the zman. You have to daven. And you only daven the beginning of the davening in the right zman. But the rest of it, you miss the zman. Does that count or not? So Tosus wants to prove that from the story of Bilam, Bilam knew that there was a time when Hashem was angry, a short moment. So he wanted to try to pray to God or offer the sacrifices at the moment that God was angry so he could curse the Jewish people. But it only lasts a minute. But what? As long as Bilam would start to curse the Bnei Yisrael at this time, but Eden Ritzcha, at this time when God was angry, he would be able to continue. So if that happens when it comes to Puranas, when it comes to punishing the Jewish people, when it comes to making them suffer, certainly that when it comes to a mitzvah of you davening, and at least you get part of the davening in Shemot Esrei in this man, the right time, even if afterwards the rest of the davening is not during this man, since the beginning was, it would be good enough.